Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
And correspondent Tom Wilmer, come along and join me in San Diego, California, for a visit with Jim Unger, Hornblower Cruises and Events Vice President. Unger talks about the company's array of maritime adventures ranging from harbor cruises to dinner cruises, but he focuses on the company's passionate support for United States military veterans dealing with PTSD. Hornblower's relationship with the vets started when crew members noticed a handful of passengers who'd return again and again for whale watch cruises. A conversation was struck, and the crew soon learned that the solo veterans had been attracted to the whale-watching adventures all on their own, as they found the experience powerfully healing and therapeutic. In response, Hornblower Cruises and Events has become passionate supporters of the veterans. The vets receive annual passes so they can go out on the boats anytime they're in the mood. Unger also talks about Hornblower Cruises' ongoing relationship with the Jack and Jill Late Stage Cancer Foundation. Just like the vets, the families living with cancer find solace and therapeutic benefits via the whale-watching experience. Jim Unger.
Coming to San Diego, the hook for me was the whale watch cruise, much more so than the harbor cruise. Not that the harbor cruise isn't cool.
There is something magical there that is not something of our creation. I think anybody that's been out whale watching, and once we pass the Point Loma there and we get into the ocean, you start to see the pods of dolphin. You really feel apart from land and in a different world. And how much activity is really out there on a daily basis, as you witnessed with the bird life, the different types of large fish that come nearby, the dolphins shows that happen that are just amazing, and of course these days, so different types of species of whales that show up, so it's always a surprise.
On the one level, it's this in-the-moment experiential, epiphanous experience. But what I learned yesterday, and I know you know quite a bit about, is a whole nother dimension that a typical tourist wouldn't even be aware of. And that is the Iraq-Afghanistan veterans who have sought out and become connected with the whale watch cruises as their own therapeutic modality. That's powerful stuff. Can you talk about that?
It is powerful and something we never knew, and it's an unfortunate thing. We've all know about wounded warriors, and there's a lot written about wounded warriors and certainly the physical changes and healing that take place, right? And we also participate with wounded warriors in a number of ways.
But this wasn't you advertising or creating a wounded warrior project. These were guys who were attracted to it on their own.
You have it exactly right. And this is where I was going, is that there's different types of wounding, and you know, the one's physical, the other is emotional. Let's face it, we all have heard now about PTSD and its consequences, and it's way bigger than anybody ever really thought, particularly with these guys and gals coming back. And for them to get out, it's just has turned out to be an amazing place to go heal, have quiet, appreciate nature. It's not a man-made thing, and it's really a union with nature in a really meaningful way. It's not something we ever knew, but it really started to show up in big numbers. And not only people coming from the war front, but families in all kinds of situations that have a loss of a child, a loss of a spouse. There's a great deal of healing that takes place when people get out into that environment.
What's really touching is that you all got it and responded to it. And I learned yesterday that a couple of the veterans that we were with on the boat, that you guys understood their need to be there and go there. And you've given them annual passes to come out anytime they want, gratis, correct?
That's true. That happened. And, you know, we did that. We care about the special group. They're all individuals. Some have gotten to know each other, which is interesting, which is another, I think, benefit.
As you're talking, I'm imagining, so that implies that some of these vets discovered the Hornblower Whale Watch cruises independently and only met each other once they were out, but independently on some of these cruises.
Absolutely. It did turn out, in most cases, to be an individual experience. I don't think anybody knew what the experience was going to mean until they did it. And then you'll do find a collection of repeat visitors and locals who come out for that renewal of healing. And it's really, for us, it's touching for us. And we feel amazingly honored just to be a part of that, be a facilitator to that experience.
And you have had the honor to meet some of these guys, to visit with them, and to come to know them. So have they ever shared with you the ways in which it is healing and soothing to their soul?
They have shared it. You know, it is personal, so a lot of times it isn't talked about in depth, but just it's certainly been expressed, the feeling that comes about. PTSD and other issues that have to do with loss or trauma are very hard for an individual to deal with all on their own, and I don't think there's any one answer. And that's, I think, kind of the magic of it, the healing part about nature in general. And we end up becoming that link and that facilitator to something that's not ours. It's something that's given to us, and it's just, for us, it's become a rewarding experience to see the good feelings that come about. One of the things that I'd like to convey is that with Hornblower, particularly with our whale watching that we do, we just continue to feel honored to be able to present nature unvarnished in all its glory by getting out to the ocean and linking the public with that, whether it be a young child or a larger family or visitors from out of town. It really is an experience that is something that is highly valued, and we feel very fortunate to be able to offer that.
Before we go, let's talk a little bit. We talked about the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Let's talk for a moment about the epiphanous and transformational experience that you've noticed among families that go out.
Great example is, I don't know if you've ever heard about the Jack and Jill Foundation, but that's a big national organization where children who are suffering from terminal diseases get their big wish. And we are a part of that, and it's a great organization. And because of what we've just talked about, the really emotional experience that happens with whale watching, it has become a favorite for these very special children. Once again, to have a family bring their child aboard who's been working so hard to fight their cancer or other illness, and to have them come on out and have the big excitement and enjoyment is really a give back to us. We just, again, feel honored to be able to be a part.
In addition to the whale watching, you have the harbor cruises, which I have not done, and then you have, I've heard, really cool dinner cruises. So just for a moment, give us a highlight.
The harbor cruises are great fun, particularly in San Diego Bay. We're known really for the most eclectic type of waterfront imaginable, because we go everything from a hotel and a restaurant to the only shipyard left on the West Coast, the largest Navy in the country right now, SEAL Team 6, training that takes place on board, the history of Point Loma and Cabrillo National Monument. There is so many different types of fun things to see. America's Cup and the history of sailing. It goes on and on. In a two-hour cruise, you really can get an amazing recap of so many types of things that historically have been done on the waterfront here in San Diego.
Jim Unger, thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure. For further information, contact us at hornblower.com.
You've been listening to a conversation with Jim Unger, Hornblower Cruises and Events Vice President in San Diego, California. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,